The Syracuse City School District began offering free bagged breakfast and lunch for pickup Tuesday at nearly three dozen Syracuse schools, community centers, and churches across the city. WYER Scott Willis made a quick run around town to stop by a few of them.
The meal sites are part of an effort to ensure kids who count on the meals at school are able to eat while schools are closed. I found Karen Stone with District Food Services handing out bags at Ed Smith School on the city's Near East Side. She and other staff put together 140 meals. 14 had stopped by as of closing time at noon.
I think once more people hear about it, more kids will come. And they might be prepared right now, but maybe in a week from now they won't be as prepared.
Meaning families might be running low on food at home. Food services worker Mary Siraluca worked overtime making extra meals. She says it's a frightening time for everyone.
I tell you the truth, I'm really scared. But they asked us to work, and I'm blessed to work to help out with the kids, help out and make sure every individual is eating. We all came together, and we'll pull them through as a community. It's working out great.
I also stopped by the Westcott Community Center, where staff told me they had handed out 12 of their 22 meals and expected the number to go up in the days ahead. At the Mary Nelson Youth Center on the south side, Rosalind Williams greeted me as I walked in. She says they handed out all 60 of the meals they received.
I told the kids, if you see anybody else, send them here. Send them to Grandma. They got to eat.
Williams says the neighborhood seems to be doing okay, though she says some kids are understandably scared. She worries more about the time away from school.
Who's going to teach them? Some of the parents don't have the time, don't want to take the time. So I think the main concern will be how are the kids going to learn when they're out.
Schools across the county will be closed until at least April 14th. The meal sites are open Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. The list is on our website, waer.org. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.